The trucking industry says it can't find enough drivers, and the problem is getting worse. One possible solution is younger drivers. The government has embraced this idea, and so are some high schools. NPR's Andrea Hsu visited one school in Western Maryland.
Just outside the shop room at Williamsport High School, some 17-year-olds have piled into the cab of a white Volvo truck.
Battery's at 13, so the battery's good.
They're doing what's called a pre-trip inspection, checking out the truck front to back, under the hood, noting any problems, especially with things like brakes.
Brakes off. They'll pump it down.
This introduction to trucking course is taught at the local community college. This fall, for the first time, it's also being offered at the high school. Eric Young is the teacher.
How do you drive a truck? What are the credentials you have to pass the permit test? So our goal here is that our students are ready to, on their 18th birthday, sit for their permit test at the DMV.
And after that, it's just one more class at the community college, and then they can obtain their commercial driver licenses. Tucker Bubas can already imagine himself driving trucks for a living. He grew up on a farm around tractors and recently had a part-time job at a collision center.
I turned 18 in January, so my parents are excited because they know I like trucks and driving.
His friend Joshua Hewitt meets a lot of truckers at his part-time job at a gas station.
They are some pretty awesome vehicles. They haul a lot of weight.
The idea for this class started with Assistant Principal Adam Perry. He wanted to figure out what to do with students who weren't motivated by school or by the vocational programs on offer. A trucker friend had told Perry about what he was hearing on the road.
There was going to be 50-some thousand jobs just in this area alone in the next 5 to 10 years, and you can see that happening.
Williamsport is a transportation hub just minutes away from West Virginia and Pennsylvania. It sits along two interstates. But there's a reason trucking hasn't traditionally been taught in high school.
Typically, you're not able to drive very far until you hit a certain age.
Under federal law, you have to be 21 to drive across state lines, which Joshua Hewitt will tell you is where the money's at.
I mean, you can make money in state, but every state, like going from West Coast to East Coast, that's where you make the most money.
But now the federal government is piloting an apprentice program that will allow 18 to 20-year-olds to cross state lines. It's just getting started. One of the companies approved to hire drivers is Dot Foods. It has a distribution center minutes away from the high school. Dave Hess is the transportation director.
We're not going to put anybody on the road who can't handle the equipment and be safe.
But Hess says he has no qualms about putting an 18 to 20-year-old on an interstate route, provided they show they're capable. His point, it's not so much about age.
You got immature 45-year-old people. You know, it's really on the person, their skills, their understanding of the DOT laws.
Of course, safety advocates have raised red flags. Teenagers are easily distracted. They have higher crash rates. But 18 to 20-year-olds are already allowed to drive within state lines. And as part of the pilot, apprentice drivers must complete hundreds of hours on the road with an experienced driver next to them. Still, the idea of a teenager behind the wheel of a tractor trailer going 70 miles an hour is scary. The dangers are something the teenagers at Williamsport High talk about often with their teacher.
80,000-pound vehicle, that can kill anybody. Yeah.
So it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah. And other drivers on the road, that's what I'm a little nervous about, because you can be the best driver there is, but there's always some bad driver that could mess something up.
For now, it's about making mistakes in a safe environment, navigating intersections in virtual reality.
The pole on the one I always hit. Long story short, not easy.
That's why they'll be back at it tomorrow. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Williamsport, Maryland.